Now to a plea for help from a grieving mother. Claire Gray's baby daughter, Matilda, passed away aged just 3 months in 2013. Her family are desperate for help after a precious doll that belonged to Matilda was lost on a day trip. The story was first highlighted by Jilly Beattie on the Belfast Live News website. Claire's on the line with us this morning. Claire, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I'm sorry to hear about your daughter, Claire.
Oh, thank you so much. I know, it's just... Oh, there's no words for losing your little baby.
What happened to her?
Matilda was born on the 28th of July, 2013. And she had been... Basically, she hadn't been growing so well in my tummy. And they thought perhaps I had difficulties with my placenta. But actually then, when Matilda was born, they noticed a few little quirks with her. Her little ears were lower and... her little feet, one of them, her right foot, turned out, and her other foot, her wee toes, were fused. And we were told, right in the room where I was having the C-section, that, you know, they thought that there was something... they thought there was something with her. I thought that maybe perhaps she had Down syndrome, because I actually work with children with special needs. So I was asking, can you please tell me, because I've already considered this by the fact that she was slower growing in my tummy. And the paediatrician said, no, we don't think that is what it is, but we do think it's something. So we had to give the okay for bloods. And I thought, right, well, you know, maybe we'll never know what it is, but, you know, we'll just sort of embrace Matilda, love her, and whatever... celebrate her, the things that she can do, and just help her with the things that perhaps she finds more difficult if she does have something that will give her learning difficulties. And anyway, then Matilda was doing really well in neonatal, but on day 5, just as my husband and I were starting to laugh again because she was finally doing well, she had been quite unstable at the start, and we thought, okay, maybe she'll be going to Clifton or Collard or Torbank or who knows. And actually then the paediatrician brought us into her office and said that the blood results were back and Matilda had a condition called Edwards syndrome, which is trisomy 18. And we immediately began to cry because this is a confirmed diagnosis. It's one thing thinking your child has something, but then being confirmed is a whole other matter. And then she said, have you heard of this condition? And I said, no. And she said, it's actually a life-limiting condition, which was just like, what? And she said that, I said, right, you know, I'm aware of these conditions and things because of the little lovely little ones that I work with. And I sort of said, right, okay, so, you know, are you talking secondary school here? And she said, no. And I said, right, are we talking primary school? And she said, she shook her head and she had tears in her eyes. And we're obviously, I was getting more tears in my eyes. And then I said, nursery. And she said, no. She said, little ones with Edwards syndrome are very unlikely to survive until their first birthday, which absolutely cut us to shreds.
My goodness.
It did, yeah. Because she was only 5 days old. She'd just got here. And I thought once she was out of my tummy, she'd be safe, and couldn't really understand. Still don't understand how a little baby can be here, and then how can a baby have a terminal illness, basically. But they do, and it's horrendous when it happens to your child. And then it's horrendous being told that, and then when they actually pass away, it's just unimaginable. But Matilda had a really lovely, lovely, lovely life, and we took her home on her 2-week birthday, and we made the most of every moment of every day, and she went on loads of adventures to the duck pond. And
so she had three months. She had 3 months of life. Claire.
She did. She had 90 days. We call them Matilda Gray's amazing 90 days because she just did so much. She went to the duck pond. She had baby massage, baby sensory. through Tiny Life, she did look, she did so much artwork that we have now all around our house, and I've copied some of it with her wee brother too, so they have the same artwork up on our walls. And went, took her to the duck pond, she went to the beach, she heard birds sing, she had the sun on her face, she saw seasons change from summer to autumn, you know, she heard our voices, she heard songs every day. She heard songs, even from when she was in my tummy. I thanked her and we read to her all the stories from hospice nurses at hospice at home. And everybody read her. She had a wonderful life.
Was she your first child, Claire?
Yes, she's our first. Yes, she is. She's our first.
Only child? Have you had any more now?
No, we now have little Mr. Archie. He's just come waddling up. Hello, Archie. And Mr. Archie, Felix Sebastian. And he's 18 months younger than Matilda. And he's, well, Felix means joy, which is why Joy's in. And Archie actually was Matilda's boy. Hello, you. Archie is actually Matilda's boy name. So we weren't going to use it, but then we did because it's wee nod up to her. But he's just Archie and he's just amazing fun. And certainly after losing Matilda, I have to say, you know, you really, it's a pretty dark guy. Planet that you get flung onto, and whilst we're still there on that other planet, we can never sort of go back to the way things were before ever.
Another part of the story as reported on Belfast Live on their news website is that there was a doll that was so precious to your daughter Matilda and to you. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so Matilda, this is our Matilda doll. When Matilda was 2 weeks old and we got her home and started to have visitors, one of my really, really good friends came, one of my best friends, and she had lost her little baby two weeks before Matilda was born, her little girl, Lucia. And she had come with this dolly. I don't know how she went shopping for a present for a little baby girl, because to go shopping for a present for another baby when yours has just passed away is excruciating. But she did, and she gave Matilda this doll. She specifically got her with brown hair for our Matilda and had her name embroidered on it. And she was around the same size as Matilda. Matilda was slightly thinner, but the doll's the same length. And at the time, you know, it was very much given to Matilda, and she came on adventures with us, and Matilda was introduced, we introduced Matilda to all her dolly. Well, this was her very first doll. She only had, she had one other doll that arrived later, and which we love too, but it's not Matilda doll. Matilda doll had brown hair on her name, but yes. and anyway, so attached to Matilda doll because, you know, it was really there from the start with her. And then when Matilda did go to heaven, when Matilda did actually go to heaven, then with her being, well, no matter what, you know, no matter what child in our family number that she would have been, you know, you're supposed to, you've had a baby or you're having a baby and they should be in your arms. And then when they're not, your arms ache and are empty. And it is just the most, I can't even describe how that feels, really. Whereas Matilda doll, I had her in my arms. And some people actually do have websites that people can order their doll, you know, a doll in memory of their baby with their weight or a teddy. So because breathing mummy's arms are aching, but I already had my dolly.
And unfortunately, what happened was you lost this doll.
Yes, I took her. Oh, she comes with us. So if we're saying Christmas Day, it's a horrendous day. She comes and she sits down in the kitchen just so that there's. She's not Matilda, and not for one moment I think she is Matilda. You know, she's a doll. But for us, she's so symbolic of the size that Matilda was. And she's just the presence in the room of whenever you're looking there. And, you know, there's one child running about with Archie, that there actually should be two. And she just, for us, there's always that gaping hole and she just sits there in it.
And what happened
to the doll? Well, we brought her to the zoo because it was Archie's first time at the zoo, and she made it the whole way around the zoo. Really, I just wanted her for being in the photo with Archie, but she, I was so careful with her. I even had her strapped in, like, just in case. But when we were leaving, I have misplaced Matilda Matilda doll between the. I left the zoo at around 10 to 5, and walked round. It was Dublin Zoo, and walked round Chesterfield Avenue and down Lord's Walk to the car park. And we were packing up, and we'd been down for the weekend, so we had a lot of things. And Archie needed his nappy changed, and basically, I thought the doll was still in the pram. And when we then got home and went to go to bed that night, Monday night, I said to my husband, "Where's Matilda doll?" And he said, "Oh, she'll be about." So I didn't get up to look for her because I thought, right, you know, you need to just sort of think it's okay. She's in the car. Nothing's going to happen to the dolly and she'll be fine. But anyway, Tuesday night, the same thing happened during the day. I'm so busy, but it's at night then because I give her a cuddle every night. And
what you're doing, Claire, is that you're desperate to get this doll back.
I am absolutely desperate to get this doll back. Everyone has been so wonderful. My husband phoned the zoo on Friday morning once we realised 10:30 on Thursday night, tore the place apart and she wasn't here. Phoned the zoo on Friday morning, and my husband phoned the rangers or the park wardens, and they didn't have her. So then I put a post on Facebook just thinking, please, has somebody seen her? Has somebody got her? Maybe a child's taken her home. And everyone's been so, so wonderful and has shared it. And it's getting down south, which is where we think she maybe is. And Belfast Live have been wonderful, just pushing it for us.
What would it mean to you to get that back?
It would just be, I can't actually put it into words, because for us, you know, whenever you've lost a child, their belongings, for many people, their belongings are, it's like a little piece of them. And if you lose something, it's, you know, you've lost them and you're never going to get them back ever. And there's certainly no denial at all about that. But it's just, you've lost another little piece. It's something that they've touched and something that holds so many memories. And
well, look, let's hope that someone listening to this today, or indeed someone that's reading the Daily Mirror or the Belfast Live news website, are able to help you and they know where this is. And I'm sure there will be a lot of people today, Claire, just wanting to reach out and give you a hug because we understand. We understand.
What you must be going through.
And in fact, some of our callers want to speak to you this morning. 030-30-80-55-55. Brendan and Ard Bowes picked up the phone. Morning to you, Brendan.
Morning, Stephen. Look, you've had earlier callers on this morning and talking about Brexit. You know, a lot of time in Northern Ireland spent talking about rubbish and those things that really, really don't matter in the grand scale of things, you know. Just want to pay tribute to that lady Claire that's on there, you know.
You can speak to her, Brendan. She's listening to you. Say good morning to Claire.
Morning, Claire. You're talking about, you know, a life and death situation, you know, and followers are on there about Brexit and, you know, exits and all that sort of rubbish, you know. And, you know, you've really conveyed so articulately, you know, your sense of loss and your composure and everything else. I just want to pay tribute to you. You're fantastic, really. You know, how you're able to come on the show and speak so calmly is beyond me. It's just a tribute to your personality. I don't know you at all, but, you know, from what I've heard in the past 5 or 10 minutes, look, you know, hat off to you.
I guess it's something that a lot of people don't think about, Claire. The parents who, for whatever reason, they lose a baby at such a young age, and the devastation that must cause in your soul.
Oh gosh, that's exactly it, Stephen. It, you know, it literally, your heart, you feel your heart break and a part of it is gone forever and your soul is literally ripped from you. Like, I felt like my whole chest and everything was so sore and felt like a bus was always over it. I felt physically sick to my stomach. I couldn't really go out of the house, to be honest, because when you've lost a baby, there's babies everywhere, and I would sit down and someone would sit with a baby beside me who was crying, or you know, Matilda had a red pram and there were just red prams everywhere, and I'd see them from a mile down the road, And I would just be in tears thinking, oh gosh, I so wish I was still pushing my bread pram. And I think everyone does think about the wee funeral and, you know, how horrendous, you know, a baby's funeral. And
well, listen, Claire, you've spoken with such dignity today, and let's hope that we can find that doll. Obviously, if someone wants to get in touch with us or indeed Belfast Live, I'm sure they'll do so. Yes. Thank you, Claire.
We do have a wee page, actually, called Bring Matilda Doll Home that I set up to try and make it easier. So thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
She was
spotted in the car park at Lord's Walk on Thursday in Dublin, but nobody has seen her since. So I think somebody's maybe taken her home. That's what I'm hoping, that somebody's got her. So thank you so much. I can't tell you what it means to even be on and getting to talk about it, because I know there's other issues too.
Morning, Claire.
Thank you. Bye, Stephen.
Bye-bye. Bye.